This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When this came about again, when it presented itself, I just felt like, for me, as you pray through things, this is probably it for me, the work side of it. If Mizzou keeps me for 20 years, then it's my plan to be here for 20 years. This is it for me.
Back in on the drive, Carrington Harrison here. There's always like a different energy in the building whenever someone like famous walks in. Like I remember that time heist that we had Royals catcher in, and everybody thought it was Salvy, and everybody kept coming up here.
It was Eric Kratz.
And it was the backup catcher. That was like the greatest
punt. I think Dana Wright from 98.1 KMBZ raced in to give him a hug and realized it was the wrong catcher.
Yeah, no, that
still
was...
gave him a hug, but I think she was a little bit disappointed. But that was one of our guys. But you're right. There's a buzz right now with new Missouri head coach Konzo Martin here in the MVP Electric Heating and Cooling Studios.
Joining us in studio, the head coach of the Missouri Tigers, Konzo Martin. Konzo, you've had a busy day today.
It has. It's been fun, though. It's been a lot of fun.
Where all have you been the last 3-4 days? I feel like you're just everywhere.
Basically up and down the state of Missouri. Mostly the St. Louis area and the Illinois side, now in the Kansas City area.
I think you'll be happy to know that you were talking to a new MU season ticket holder. I got my tickets a couple days ago, so I am locked in for the season. What's it like to now be coaching with the level of excitement about your first year at Mizzou?
It's been great. I mean, the one thing about the fan base here at Mizzou, up and down the state of Missouri, the energy level's high, the passion's high. In TV studios, radio studios, I mean, it's just been wonderful. Our fans all across the state. We know we got a lot of work to do, but it's exciting.
You talked about being home a lot in this whole process. Have you noticed that people are receptive to your return home?
Very, very receptive. And they just, I think with the Mizzou fans, they want a team, obviously, that plays hard, plays well, have fun, win games. And then one thing we talk to, and I consistently talk to our fans about, just stay on board. We'll get there. We'll get it turned around.
I've heard a lot of the interviews that you've done over the last couple of days, and you continue to say that this program's not that far off, that you feel pretty close. Last time I talked to you, you hadn't met with everybody. You hadn't sat down and kind of watched every little bit of film. Now that you've had more time to evaluate it, what makes you think that MU basketball isn't that close or isn't that far off, excuse me?
Well, obviously, you have to get quality pieces in recruiting. And I think if you can get what we call star power here and there, one or two pieces, because I think we have a solid foundation. But what happens when you lose games, you lose tough losses, you get consecutive losses in a row, you lose confidence as a team. But the camaraderie, the chemistry of the guys, they have great compassion for each other. So that's why I say we're not that far. But again, you get one or two pieces and plug them in, you got a chance to be right there.
You're a coach that's known to get big-time recruits, and you've recruited 5-star guys before. If you guys happen to land that kind of prospect, what's the level of excitement you think there would be if you got that kind of player?
I think it should be great because, again, you're talking about a fan base that has had success. They understand the tradition of the program, the history of the program, the passion. I mean, you look at the day I had my press conference, how many people were in the building. I think that was impressive. So I think when you get a guy of that magnitude to get on board, we need everybody else to be on board to create that excitement around the state.
How easy is it to recruit around that kind of player?
Well, it's easy to get in the door. You have to do the job because other people are recruiting those caliber guys. And obviously players want to play with a guy like that, but people are always tugging. But when you have that caliber of talent, those type of guys will do the work for you because they want to be – most times, most good players want to be around other good players.
Here talking to new Missouri coach Konzo Martin. In this tour of the state, I think a lot of Missouri fans have the question. One thing I didn't get to ask you the last time we talked last week is playing games at Sprint Center, to me as a Kansas City, Missouri fan, is pretty important. I don't have to drive the hour and a half, 2 hours to watch Mizzou play. I can just drive 5 minutes and see my team play. Are you guys working on playing at Sprint Center this year?
Well, the one thing – well, this year, I'm not sure about this year because the schedule is probably in place. But I think moving forward, yes, and that's one of the things I'll talk to Jim Sterk about. Because, you know, there are things behind the scenes that you want to make sure that you're sound. Decisions, games you lose from campus games when you move them away from the the arena. So, again, as long as Jim Sterk is on board and he says, okay, we can do these certain things, I think we'll move forward. Because the most important thing is sometimes bringing the game to your fans. We have a great fan base up there, so we can bring the games to them, we'll do that.
How far away do you think you are from locking that schedule in?
I would at least say next year you can look at it, but I don't think you can look at it this year just because the schedule's in place right now.
Here talking to Missouri coach Konzo Martin on the drive. We're going to have him for the next two segments. There's one player that you can comment about because he's actually signing, C.J. Roberts. Can you tell fans kind of the development on what's happened because you've met with them before, but obviously new coach, there's always that transition in terms of commitment.
Went down to meet with C.J. and his family this past Saturday. Seems like a wonderful young man. Obviously, very talented guy. Watched a lot of synergy film on him, YouTube film, game film, an elite athlete, quick, fast, great job coming off ball screens. He's one of those guys that have been handling ball screens since he's a young guy. Plays with a level of toughness, a level of swagger, enthusiasm. And I think he's an exciting guy. So for me, it was just really helping him understand that he's a part of this family. We want him to stay a part of the family. And what we do now, the both of us, we talk every day, whether it's on the phone or via text, just to build that relationship. So it's not just one of those deals you sign, we'll see you when you get here. But just let him know he's a part of our family.
How hard is it to do that in such a short period of time? You just took the job, and now, you know, the old coach had all the time to communicate with him, and he committed a long time ago, that now you kind of have to make up months of work in just weeks.
Well, I think the hard part is when you're coming in the transition of the previous coach, and that means everybody around CJ is trying to pluck at him. You know, other schools are trying to get him. You're not going, okay. So now you deal with that. So now in the process, it's me building a relationship with him to help him understand this is a great place. It's still the same place. We'll be successful as a program. But not just him, it was also his parents, because his mom and dad did a great job asking a lot of questions. And their biggest concern, we were recruited by certain staff. Now it's a new staff. Who's going to help our son in these situations? Who's he going to lean on for those sorts of things? Which I would ask the same questions as a parent.
There's going to always be some level of turnover when there's a new coach and some level of adjustment. I'm adjusting that right now in my job, that there's some level of adjustments. I don't expect you to get into specifics, but how many new players do you expect to be on the team next season?
Well, right now, you say three because that's how many scholarships you have available with CJ, current young man, possibly one more, so three. But there could be five. I mean, just because what happens once guys return from spring break, which we're on right now, some guys might come back and say, well, coach, I've had a change of plans. I want to do something differently. And that's fine. I mean, it's their choice to make. And it's my job to obviously field our team. We're recruiting like we have six scholarships available. Now, we might only have three.
Everybody that has talked to you before, and I'm learning this in our, you know, getting to know each other, just honest and upfront, in your evaluation of last year's team that won eight games, is that a difficult conversation because you weren't there to kind of be honest in your evaluation of them as players?
Well, the one thing I say to the guys, and I've said to them, guys, if you don't feel like you can play here, you know, you got to figure out what's best for you. Because I want you to be both. I've never been a guy that run a player off. So if you feel like this is not a great place for you, then you have to figure out what's best for you as a young man. But if you didn't play from the previous team and you struggle getting minutes on that team, then it might, there's a sign that you might not get a lot of minutes on this current team. So I don't want a guy to be halfway in. I want you to be all in, and whatever happens, happens.
I'm sure the question you've been asked a lot, aside from the obvious question, has been staff-wise. Is there any update on how quickly that process is going to be wrapped up?
Well, I think that process will be wrapped up no later than Monday, because you got to go through human resources, get everything finalized, background checks and all of that. And once that's complete, I think we'll be done.
But you have signed one assistant in Michael Porter Sr.
Yes.
Tell us what he brings to the Missouri Tiger program.
Well, again, I think a quality man. I think I had a chance to get to know him when he was at Washington this past season. He worked under Lorenzo Romar, which I've known Coach Romar since his days at St. Louis University. Quality guy. Obviously, he's been in the ranks more on the women's side as opposed to this past season. Understands the game. We talked a lot about basketball, but I think the biggest key is his level of passion, energy, enthusiasm for young men. And more than anything, I think that's what really matters to me at the end of the day, because we talk recruiting, all this X and O's, talk all these things, but there has to be somebody that understands what these young men are going through and what they need to be successful.
One thing that I enjoy talking to you as much about the basketball stuff was the life stuff. You have a very interesting life, and you've lived a very interesting life. A question I didn't get to last time we talked is, for someone that came from the struggles that you came from, and now you are financially able to provide your kids with anything that they want, How do you balance, I guess, their appreciation for your upbringing and that not everybody has it as easy as them? But also, I think it's human nature to be a parent to want to provide your kids with everything.
Excuse me, great question. I just think my wife and I, the way we grew up, I mean, her situation was very similar to mine. She grew up in Hammond, Indiana. And we just try to give them balance. I mean, it's not as if they're walking around with this or that. I mean, they have everything every other kid has, nothing more, nothing less. Because it's never been about that for me. Like most of my sons, my 15-year-old son, most of his shoes come from shoes at the university. So it's not like we're going out buying $1,000 sneakers. So we just live a normal life. Our kids have always gone to public schools. Not anything against any other school, but we've always gone to public schools just to get the value of being a part of that, being in that. And I don't think that they're no different than anybody. It's not like they're walking around with gold sneakers on them. It's a normal lifestyle. And what I try to do, I just talk to them about how do you treat people. Try to study life and live it the right way. And just how you treat people is the most important thing. But my wife does a tremendous job of making sure they understand that this is who we are and this is who you need to be as a person.
You talk a lot about where you came from. Do you ever take your kids back to where you grew up so they can kind of see?
Oh, yeah. You know, we went back to East St. Louis a couple years back, and I tried to videotape some of the stuff. And I don't think that was a really good idea because you videotape in those communities and people watch you videotape. Like, what are you doing? Because where I grew up in East St. Louis, not many people remember me in my project housing because everybody's so far removed. My sons, they obviously go to East St. Louis all the time, but and they're not in that world that I lived in. They can't comprehend that part.
I guess maybe it's just a follow-up on the other question. So, like, is it hard to kind of communicate that to them? Like, you can't show them just based on their everyday life. So is it hard to communicate that to them?
I don't even do it because it's a waste of time. And we talk about certain things. When they're with my mother, their grandmother, she'll say, you know, this is where we grew up. You know, not necessarily trying to scare them, but just giving them information and background because that's really not their world. Me talking to just dad talking, there's a history lesson, but that's not information. Okay, let me give you this information because this is how you'll live. I hope they don't live how I grew up. I mean, no kid wants to grow up like that and live like that. So it's really just information to them.
Here talking to Konzo Martin, a new Missouri Tiger coach. I wanted to read you this quote from Frank Martin. I think it's a really good quote, and I just want to read kind of what a coach thinks about it. Kids haven't changed. Kids don't know anything about anything. We've changed as adults. We demand less of kids. We expect less of kids. We make their lives easier instead of preparing them for what life is truly about. We're the ones that's changed. As a coach that is now given this responsibility to teach 18 to 22-year-old men about life, what do you think about that quote?
Well, I agree with that. I agree with that. I mean, kids are kids. I mean, that doesn't change. But I think what happens is we're so quick to make decisions when somebody did something wrong, somebody makes a mistake, you see a lot of people get fired in some capacity because of what took place. Instead of let's take a step back and figure out the best case scenario. And I think with young men and women, coaching them hard and being tough on them, it's not mistreating them. I mean, obviously, if you're putting your hands on a young man or young lady, that's different. But when you're coaching, you're teaching, you're developing, of course there'll be tough lessons. That's what life is, tough lessons. And that's how you grow from that. I had tough lessons with my high school coach, my college coach, tough, hard lessons. They had to say things to move me, to motivate me, and allow me to grow. And I didn't take it personally. I said, that's part of the growth. So I think what happens, you see around the country, a coach says something, all of a sudden a kid off the team, and next thing you know, the kid saying they mistreated me. And all. It's like, did they put their hands on you? No. But so, again, it's I think that's why so many young men in our game, you look at the transfer list, there's all probably 600 or 700, 800 guys that transferring. I think when I was coming out of college, it may have been about 100 guys. But it's an easy thing to do because we don't hold them accountable on a consistent basis.
Texting your questions, text line 69306. We're going to do a special edition of Ask Us Anything with Missouri coach Konzo Martin. And I want to start it off with, I'm going to be coaching a team myself. What exactly do I need to know? Next on The Drive.
The Drive, 610 Sports Radio.
That's a very good question.
Yes, I thought so too.
I'm kind of happy to dust this segment off. Ask Us Anything. Most of the time, it's just a text line's opportunity to ask us random questions about nothing. But today, we have someone very important, Missouri coach Konzo Martin. in studio with us today. We're going to do a little Ask Us Anything. Konzo, how this segment works is people text in questions, and we ask them to you. I know the questions you can and cannot answer, so I will just call me the Terrence Phillips of this segment.
All good.
All right, text line 69306. The big question everybody has, would you be open to scheduling Kansas in a home-and-home series or playing them in the Big 12 SEC Challenge?
Both. We'd be open to both. And I think it's important at some point, whether you do it every year, if we can play those guys again. I think it'd be great for both states.
Next question. What's been the best place that you had to eat so far in Columbia?
I ate at the stadium. I think it's a stadium grill. Now, it was great, but I only spent 2 days there. I've been ripping and running, but once I get settled in, I'll eat at a lot more places.
Text line says you should go to CJ's, and I'll go ahead and throw in Shakespeare's. I'm sure you've probably heard a lot about Shakespeare's. You got to go to Shakespeare's.
I'll do that. I'll write it down.
That's like a mandatory Tiger thing to do. Ask us anything. Text line 69306. Konzo, what do you see as the biggest positional need at Missouri?
I think more than... I don't think it's necessarily a position. I just think it's guys that can make plays off the dribble. Because I think just the way the game's officiated, the way the game has been played the last couple of years, guys that can make plays and get to the basket.
Next question. How excited are you for tonight's McDonald's All-American game?
I'm excited to watch the game. I'm looking forward to it. Should be fun.
Have you had a chance to have any barbecue while you're here?
I had some barbecue in KC. Was it Oklahoma Joe's? Yeah, I had some of that. It was pretty good.
Was it good?
Yeah, I missed those fries. It was good.
Make sure you stop at Gates. I'm just going to go ahead and throw that out there. Make sure you stop at Gates. Ask us anything. Text line 69306. Former player, Ivan Rabb. Someone asked if you think he'll be a lottery pick.
He should be. I think the biggest key with him, he's a really good player. He's a great IQ, great feel for the game. I think the one thing, if and when he gets the killer instincts, he'd be the first pick in the draft. He had that part, but he's such a great teammate. He's one of those guys. Once he gets that part, he's probably the best player in the draft, in my opinion.
Have you ever seen a draft class, I guess, since LeBron's draft, as just stacked as this one is?
I haven't. I think when you're talking about drafts, I think this is a great draft. I think the 87 high school class was – but I think it was Sean Kemp, LaFonso Ellis, all those guys. It might have been 88 was probably the best as far as the talent that came out of it. This is at a high level.
Questions coming in from the text line. People love this one. Do you consider a hot dog a sandwich?
Yeah, if it has a bun.
I'm the no on the hot dog a sandwich. Like, I think the hot dog is in its own special category. Like, I don't know if I put it in that category. This is a good question. What do you consider to be Missouri's number one selling point to a recruit right now?
Well, I think when you're talking to a recruit, you have great tradition, great history, great fan base. Because what happens for me as a player, because you look at some teams around the country, they've had success, but nobody's in the arena. We have a tremendous fan base, and I think we do the things we need to do, and everybody's on board to be one of the best places to play in the country.
Text line 69306, what is your favorite adult beverage? Got to answer it.
Arnold Palmer?
Nothing wrong with that.
There you go.
I thought you were going to take like the coach answer out and say water or something. Like, I can't really fault you for saying water if that's the case. Text line 69306. Looking through these. I got a question.
Yes.
I'm coaching a basketball team. Random story that happened. This high school kid just emailed me, asked if I wanted to coach their team. I said, all right, sure, I'll do it. My first game is on Sunday. I have no clue how to coach offense. I think I understand basic defense principles. I don't understand offense at all, what I'm supposed to do. Give me some basic stuff I need to know to coach.
Well, I think if you coach an offense, one, it depends on your personnel, but you always want to have spacing. You want to have spacing. If you have a low post guy, you can have three guys out, pound the ball inside to your low post guy if he's a threat. If not, you want to space it on the perimeter, allow your guys to dribble, penetrate. I think one of the simplest things to do is you can run ball screens. Not that it's easy, but you can run ball screens. You create mismatches. You get bigs rolling to the rim. Allow your space. And if you can have guards shoot the ball, they can shoot it from the perimeter. They can attack the rim. So it just depends on what your personnel looks like.
I basically just told them that we're going to run Iowa State's offense. We're just going to just be run, fast-paced, shoot threes. Like, that's all we're going to do on offense. Like, I don't really know what else to tell them how to do.
That's a good offense. Now, there's a method to the madness because they do a great job of spacing you out. They allow there's a mismatch that takes place. They take advantage of it. If not, they got to get us a better ball handler to get to the rim. They make a play, make you defend it, pitch it to shooters.
Pepsi or Coke?
Coke.
Favorite movie?
Favorite movie, Shawshank Redemption. But it's been a lot of them, but I think that was probably the favorite overall.
This is a good question. Have you ever had a parent like LeVar Ball?
No, I've never had one. I'm quite sure. Well, I didn't know about it, but maybe I did have it, but no.
Would you ever not recruit a kid because his dad was like that?
I don't think there's anything wrong with him. It's okay what he said because he's marketing his son. I don't think there's anything wrong. Now, if there's things that goes on behind the scenes, he's harassing me as a coach, and he's detrimental to our program, that's different. But from afar, I don't think he's done anything wrong.
Bone in or bone out?
Bone in.
All right, thank you. Bone out was going to be a major sticking point with me. Wing flavor? You're going in?
Lemon pepper.
My guy. Yeah. Conzo, me and you might be on the same wavelength here when it comes to a lot of these stuff. Who's your favorite? If I had to say, who's your favorite college player when you were a kid? Growing up just watching somebody.
When I was a kid?
Like trying to emulate their game.
I don't know about when I was a kid. My favorite NBA player was Larry Bird. He was my favorite. But as far as college, there weren't many college games on TV when I was growing up. And we got maybe two or three channels. So it was the Celtics, the Lakers, the 76ers. The college games, there weren't too many games. And I had local guys that played in Illinois when I was growing up. But I was in high school at that time. You know.
All right, last question here. Tell me a story of when you dunked on somebody.
When I was in high school, we played against Soldan High School. And I didn't do a lot of dunking because I had major knee surgeries. But we played against Soldan High School. And I went up over a guy and dunked, and it felt good. I was excited about it, but again, at 6'6", they probably thought I should have dunked every time. But again, my wheels weren't as good.
Oh, actually, I gotta get this one in. Biggie or Tupac?
Tupac. Tupac, because he stood the test of time. Biggie was good. Biggie had great flow to him, but Biggie only had 2 albums. I mean, Pac had albums when he was supposed to be deceased. Pac still had albums. So just Pac was at a high level for a long time, and Pac did a lot of different things, man. He covered a lot of ground in the rap industry.
That was Missouri basketball coach Conzo Martin, gracious enough to join us here. Hope you're enjoying your time in Kansas City. Get back home safe to Columbia. And I look forward to us having a more detailed discussion next time I see you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
That was Conzo Martin joining us on The Drive. Coming up, the Royals have a new leadoff hitter. What does he need to do this season for it to go well? We discuss that next on The Drive.
The Drive, 610 Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.